Governor Rick Snyder yesterday cast a vote for common sense and pragmatism by coming out in favor of expanding Medicaid to what will, within a decade, include almost 500,000 people. Putting purely human considerations aside, the deal makes enormous economic sense for Michigan. The federal government will pick up all the cost of the Medicaid expansion for the first 3 years. After that, Michigan has to kick in a tiny amount, which will never exceed 10%. But from day one, the feds will cover a lot of expenses Michigan pays for today. The governor's staff says this will amount to $206 million next year alone. The governor's budget would prudently stick half those savings in a special fund to save for the day when Michigan does have to pick up a tiny share of the expanded Medicaid costs. Those whose primary focus is caring about people were, of course, ecstatic. Gilda Jacobs, head of the Michigan League for Public Policy, said, "This is absolutely great news for the 400,000 to 600,000 low-income people without health insurance who would now qualify for Medicaid." Jacobs, however, is not just compassionate. She spent 8 years in the state Senate and had to worry about balancing budgets. She also noted that this will save all of us lots of money, including those who have excellent health insurance. She noted that investing in preventive care reduces unnecessary and expensive emergency room treatment for sick or injured people who have no other options. "There's no question," she said, "this will result in a healthier Michigan with a healthier workforce." Well, of course that's true. Hospitals and healthcare systems do pass on the cost of treating the indigent to the rest of us. If anyone thinks the uninsured don't use emergency rooms as a highly expensive free clinic, they haven't been in a big city hospital lately. But getting this passed isn't a sure thing. There's a joke going around that the right-wing ideologues in the legislature's standard response to any proposal is, "Well, it may work in the real world, but does it hold up in theory?" Carla Swift, head of the state AFL-CIO, said something significant yesterday. She supported what the governor proposed, but added, "It remains to be seen if he'll stand up to extremists in his own party and will fight for what is right on this issue." Well, bingo. The chair of the Senate subcommittee, which will first consider the bill, is believed to be against any Medicaid expansion. Other influential legislators are against it. Speaker of the House Jace Bolger said he was cautious and concerned and didn't exactly rush to his governor's support. This issue is going to force both Republicans and Democrats to make some difficult choices. A year ago, Snyder might have gotten this passed with a minority of his own party and near unanimous support from Democrats. But after Right to Work was jammed down their throats, some Democrats aren't willing to make the governor look good on anything. In the Senate, Democrats are so weak, Snyder needs significant GOP support in any event. What happens to Medicaid in the legislature may determine both the future health of our state and the governor's political career.